The Freeze Art Fair is back in New York for the 12th season. This year, the art fair will be at The Shed by Hudson Yards.
Galleries will exhibit their work in hopes of selling them to buyers. But you can also go just to appreciate the art. Uptown Radio's Christina Makaya visits Freeze to see how they're shaking up the art world.
It's day two of Freeze New York, and art lovers are flocking to The Shed, the art fair's new venue since abandoning their world-famous tent on Randall's Island. It's a quick walk from Chelsea's gallery scene, and a long line of well-dressed visitors are walking in. They're a bit early.
Again, Freeze New York will open in 15 minutes.
This year's gallery is a little bit different from the previous ones. The new director, Christine Messio, has partnered with Vote.org to encourage visitors to exercise their right to vote. And ahead of this year's presidential election, Freeze is making sure people are registered, and they're doing it with QR codes on water bottles.
These are like metal recyclable cans.
That was Danielle Johnson. She's running the Vote.org stand on the top floor of the Freeze Art Fair. She explains why the metal water bottles say banned in black bold letters.
After the 2020 election, the state legislation in Georgia, they banned passing out food and water to voters who are waiting in line for the polls. So we named them banned just to kind of take back the word and shed light on voter suppression.
When scanned, the QR codes take you to the Plan Your Vote site, which reads, "It is absurd that we can give away water bottles at an art fair, but not to people waiting in long lines to vote," which is a clear reference to the ban in Georgia in 2020. The site also provides information about registering to vote and getting absentee ballots.
Information about like voter registration, state legislation, and just trying to make sure everybody is well educated about what's going on.
But in typical art fair fashion,
a lot of people came and asked questions. People asked me like, "Is this an art piece?" And I was like, "Well, if you interpret it that way, I guess it could be."
But people aren't just excited about the art; they're also happy to come to The Shed.
It was easier to get to than Randall's Island. I love this space, so I'm curious to see how they've used it. I think it will be laid out really nicely. Everything they do here is done very intentionally and creatively, so I'm excited.
Deborah Aberall came to the Freeze Fair last year and thinks the new Manhattan location has its benefits.
I think it allows for a bit more creativity. Breaking it up can help with the monotony sometimes of seeing so many rooms back to back.
And Mauro Bonacina, who came yesterday to the fair's invitation-only premiere, agrees.
I think it's much more convenient. It was incredibly annoying to get there and back. And the Shed is, I guess, much more intimate. I'm excited to see the changes that galleries have done overnight and then to see something that I didn't see yesterday.
Bonacina is a London-based gallerist. Unlike Deborah, he's here for some business.
I won't be buying anything today. I'm stealing something if I can. But.
Can we blame him? The works are going for millions of dollars. Unfortunately for Mauro, Ken Vargas is on the scene. He's been working security for Freeze for the last 12 years.
The art, try to protect the art for the artist as best as we can. That's the main concern.
His advice for first-timers?
Keep your mind opened. Walk around and enjoy and just be open.
As of today, Freeze New York is open to the public until May 5th. Christina Makaya, Uptown Radio News.